الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيد المصطفى صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في الكلام المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: كلوا واشربوا ولا تسرفوا إنه لا يحب المسرفين. صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and sisters, in this world you notice that everyone is seeking for peace of mind, peace of heart, tranquility, serenity. But you notice that no one got that. That is what we came in this world for. If we have a healthy society that does everything right, correctly, then you find that that society will always be full of tranquility and peace. But unfortunately, our society is of that kind that it has no tranquility merely because you find that our living in this world, our earnings is not permissible. Our earnings are not. Now what you would do, everyone living, you look at it, most of us, we're using the wrong means for earnings. The wrong means, not the correct means. Whereas we are supposed to use only one means, that's the halal means. What's the reason for that, that I find that people today have gone to the incorrect means instead of the correct means? We need to ponder upon this point. But Allah Ta'ala, whatever command is given us, is something which is very easy to do. But if we live the wrong, incorrect way, then you notice that we'll cause more harm to us. The reason for this is because our earnings is more than our expenses. Our expenses are more than our earnings. Now what's the reason for our expenses to be more than? If you look at a person, he's got a certain earnings, he must have a quarter level. But his expense is more than that. What's the reason for his expense to be more than that? It's merely because of this, that he wants to become, ask for those things which is not supposed to be. Man did not look into his earning to see so many things that expenses he sees, so many things expenses, he noticed that's not called for. You will look at it very carefully that everything, everyone's expenses, if you look into his history, if you take a list of it, you'll come to realize there's so many things extravagant. He's got nothing to worry about at all. So you have brought about that condition in you that you cannot, your expenses are, your earnings is not sufficient for your expenses. Now we have to learn this much, that Islam teaches us that the only way this can come into us is within our simplicity. There's no simplicity in our lives. Because there's no simplicity, that's why you find a person, his expenses more than his earnings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will question on the day of Qiyamah two things to the person: that how did you spend your youth? I've given this youth this life in this world to come, how did you spend it? And secondly, Allah Ta'ala will ask you that how did you earn your wealth? Because remember, this wealth is not ours. Today we are thinking that this wealth is ours. Because of that, we begin to do the wrong things. We have to have this principle in our mind that this health is not, this wealth is not ours. It belongs to Allah Ta'ala. Like if a person now, you're a big man, you're a rich person, you gave a person the safe keys, like you got the safe keys, then don't allow him to be free to use how he wants to. The boss gave the safe key to look after him, give him a list, this is how he must spend. Now he do according to that, he cannot know that. Does not mean because he gave the keys, now he's free to do whatever he wants to do. Life with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given this wealth. We are not free to do whatever we want to do. We have to do what he wants us to do. The reason is that is why, because we are today using our wealth according to how we want it, not according to Allah's command. The first command is that this is a list of what you do, and according to this you have to spend your money. Now if you're not going to follow the list that is given by command, today we are showing Allah Ta'ala that the way we are doing is that wealth belongs to me. I worked very hard. I did everything. I did what I want to do. That is not the good. Remember one thing, if your hard work has not been wealth, you Allah can decide how much to do. So many people in the world today, they cannot even read and write. They are more wealthy than those other people who have got so much, because so much of knowledge and everything, but they're not that wealthy. Allah shows us that this is my hands. And remember that wealth belongs to me, and you cannot use it how you want to. First and foremost, we have become so extravagant in our daily life. If you look at it very carefully, this much, that weddings of ours today, because it's going to be so simple. So simple in this sense, I'm not saying you may not have anyone to come to the wedding. You can have any amount of people coming, but it must be simple. But you notice this, but that before the wedding starts, so thousands of rands have been spent on things that are not called for. They do not have the money, but because of what? Competition. It's because that wedding, that family is very willing, Mika, I must also do the same thing too. Today we are in this condition that we have to compete with one another. Until unless that person is present, you notice sometimes the woman will say, what you gave that family, oh, that much, I must also give that family. Nothing, they have to pay and borrow. They haven't got the means. Everyone is not the same. So what's happening? We are creating a harm to our own selves, taking the barakat away from life. Now you cannot get the money, how you are doing it in the wrong avenues. You cannot buy a house. You're supposed to stay in a flat. You're supposed to say that amount of rent you can pay. You can't pay more than that. But Mr. So-and-so got a very big house in him. He's got the money. Allah gave it to him. Now you want to compete with him. So you want to buy a house. When you buy a house, you go to the wrong avenue. You haven't got the means. You go to the bank. When you go to the bank, now you ask for money there. Then the bank managers are very clever. You know, they're very clever because they want to sell you. The next moment you come to their lines, then you bought the house. After a few months, you come to their cannot meet it. Now you cannot meet it. One, you did the haram way. One case came to 2 days ago. He bought a flat. But who wants to buy the flat? Now he got flat himself. Even though they got flat himself. Now he's a group of people now to help him. He can say, who's going to help you? If you use the wrong avenue, when you got a small house, you spend a small amount of rent, you had a peace of mind, peace of heart. Every month you're paying comfortably, you're not losing sleep. But no, Allah wanted you to do that way, but you're doing the wrong way. You're going to the banks and asking people money, and the Muslims now became very easy now to even charge interest to. Our Muslims have become to that extent now that when they give money, they want to give money, but you want 12%, you want 20%. In other words, we Muslims today have become like that. Remember one thing, my dear friends. Whatever harm is caused in this world is not from the non-Muslim, Muslim to another Muslim. Muslim to another Muslim. This is exactly what is happening today. So our weddings, you look, realize that so much of harm in weddings. The 2 rakat namaz, Sheikh Zakaria Sallallahu says, when you have a nikah, it must be like 2 rakat namaz. No difficult at all. You want to invite people, invite the people. Why you must have a big cause there? You have this special menu there. You look at what this cause coming, that cause coming. In the end, there's no cause at all. Everyone come there, but they're gone. But you have lost it. I am not telling you what applies. You didn't even pay the caterer. You didn't even pay the cook also. They've done you ate the food. What kind of money is that then? You are paying they haven't paid the caterer yet. You haven't paid the cook also. The one cook came and told me, one of people owe me millions. So I'm thinking, I hope I'm not from those people who ate that food. You just imagine what it is. So we are in a position where we are learning to live a life of that kind that our earnings, our expenses are more than our earnings. And why do we have to put an expense? One big rich man came to me and told me, one and I don't like women to meet other, which is other. I said, keep women away from each other. Keep the women away from, because when you have problems, you must give up the women together. One person told me, you know, when I go to the house, the moment I go in the house, the wife starts, I say, oh, someone came. Definitely someone came. And she asked, someone came? He said, yes, someone came. That's nice. So now he's prepared now that I must keep quiet. Because she's going to give an early history now. Because that woman told her, my husband do this for me, my husband do that for me. So she said, I want the same thing too. And they tell me, what you wasting your time here in the house? You must start going to this coffee shop and that coffee shop. You must do this thing here. But the Tanjiraman gave a very nice advice. Women must not meet. You meet your own house. Stay in your own house with your own work. They got responsibilities at home. They can keep them occupied. It works. But no, they want to meet friends. Now when you go out of the house, you meet this friend, that friend. They sit in a coffee shop with their husband is there and he's battling all night there. Now the wife will come and tell him, you know what? Yeah, I want this. Yes, overnight. Overtime now. He's a small. Now he's got no money. He's a broke Johnny now. Now he's got to meet his wife with demands now. All night, there's a double story he has to work. Day and night, doesn't meet his wife at all. In the end, the wife goes to someone else. Inna lillahi wa inna. What are we going to? We are going to because of our expenses and more than our earnings. Different diseases, lead a simple life. Why are we having these big nikahs? You go and see that for the 1 million rand you spend for a nikah. My dear friends, look at the world, Afghanistan needs money. Every part of the world needs money. People are going for Umrah. What are you going for Umrah for? It's a nafil. You're just enjoying yourself. Just a few months, good days away, spend thousands of rands. The same money you're going to give it to those poor people, they'll make dua for you too. You actually get the benefit of it. No, we're not prepared to do that. We're prepared to do what our desires want. I want to go for Umrah. I'm going to spend so much of money. Spend all the money there. No matter how rich you are, you must realize what is different. One person came to Hazrat Khani Rahmatullah Ali and to Hazrat, I want to go for Umrah. He said, why didn't you go for Umrah? Because that place got so much of need for money. All Muslims are there. They need money there. Why don't you give them the money that they give dua for you too? Throughout the world, there are Muslims that are crying. You know what is happening there. What we know, we hear it, we see it all the time. But you see what you see. You see nothing. You only see this much. And look at it. You feel pity. One, two words you say, that's called pity. You got the money. Why don't you give that cent? If all our Muslims get together, instead of going to Umrah, I'm not saying wasting time. And you cannot use that word. It's a very sacred place. But use that correct way, the correct time. Everything must be correctly done. We are not doing that. That is why our expenses are gone more than our earnings. You find a person coming, one person tells me, one of my wife, I'm going to a certain restaurant. We have wonderful coffee there, wonderful this there. But I can afford it, but why must I go get it? It's so expensive. So this is what the condition of means. Our clothing, look at it too. How expensive clothing. You got good clothing, you want to change the clothing. What? You got a beautiful house, the one house, nothing wrong with it. Oh, I got extra money, let me change the thing. You see how much of money expenses we make, extravagant you call it. Everything is extravagant today. You got everything nice in your house, but you would be more extravagant. You know the time of the Buzugan again, when they should go to people's house. Now if someone has to come to your house, just like that, just comes, you going to tell the wife, hey, what food you got today, man? You put in pressure on the wife to be sorry. Say, no, I got 2-3 people coming. Say, hey, what am I doing today? Hey, then you open the freezer, this, that. You put it under pressure. It's not supposed to be that. Simplicity is that if you're eating beans, you give them beans. Why, if you're eating this, you eat that. If you're eating that, you eat that. That is what's supposed. If you got yesterday's food, give that yesterday's food. Why must you put people under pressure? That the reason why there's no peace of mind is because you put people under pressure. Our pressure is because we don't know how to lead a life. Munashid Mugoy Rahmatullah Ali, he went to one Buzur's house. He said, no, one other person went to his house. He said, I'm sorry, I got no food. I got yesterday's food. Yeah, give me that food, Ali. They should be so kind. They should keep it to his heart. But if your wife tells you, no, I got milk today, and you came today, he must have. I'm telling you the truth, but when you are eating the same food, she must eat the same food. Islam teaches simplicity. No, we want to be able to, that person came now. How? What will happen? What do you say? What will happen to him? No, I must give the best food. Well, what will happen to you? Nothing will happen to you. Eat the food and you go to toilet colors. Nothing more than that. Whatever you are eating, give the same food to them too. Islam teaches simplicity. Food also. Nikah, look at the nikah. Allahu Akbar. Look at it. That person has to wear the special this coming, that coming, all kinds of things are coming. I was surprised to hear what kind of things are coming in nikahs. I was surprised that they don't. What are they spending money? You know, I spend so much money. Oh, you spend so much money. I must beat you also. I'm going to become one ahead of you. Or you have 200 people, I want 2,000 people. You know, you're in this hall, I want that hall. What hall, right? Nothing going to happen, right? The thing is that keep Allah Ta'ala happy. Keep your house happy. After the man three spend the money, say, hey, what happened to me now? I spent so much money, I want to look for money now. Today we are losing our money because we're using the incorrect way. First of all, we're earning incorrect way. You got a house, please do not go to the bank and pay interest and then you lose your house. So many people have lost their homes. They got no more homes at all. Merely because they don't know, they look at people who are higher than them.
Nabi Karim said that look at people lower than you. When you look at people lower than you, begin to appreciate. If you got a small house, you can put for no house. What is there that you must become, compete yourself with that person because he's got everything, I'm going to compete myself with him? No, you must look at your condition. If that person got a big mill now, big factory, let me look at him and say, his eyes become bigger than you, man. Hey, he's got a very big factory now. Let me also bring him open a factory. Why? What will happen to your factory? He opened a factory, Allah gave him, but you remain what you are. Don't look at others and want to become like them because it's not going to help at all. So, our reason for us that we're going the wrong avenue is because our expenses are more than our earnings. If we make our earnings together properly, then we come to realize we become it. And the most important is simplicity. There's no such thing as, now look at the weddings today, even the hall itself, before everyone going there, there's something happening there. So much of money. You know, Salman Fasir radiallahu ta'ala, when he got married, now those days you can go and sleep at a partner's house to know and say, today say partner's house, Gardyama ho gaya. There that was something else. So he said he was going to his partner's house now with his friends. The moment he was going there, it so happened that the house was full of curtains. Full of curtains. He stopped there and said, hey, what's happening? Your house got something of PO or something. He said, no, the carpet will not here. He said, why are you saying that? He said, because the curtains, full of curtains. Whereas your house, the curtains are only for windows, not for the whole house. So it's written in the kitab that he's not entered the house until they remove the curtain only. And now do we remove any of our curtains? When we go there, we say, hey, what's happening? Nobody will say, hey, shut up, be clear. When we go and see this person wearing, hey, instead of telling him, why, what are you doing all this for? Why are you wasting money? You will say, hey, you did a wonderful job. You tell the owner, hey, you did a wonderful job. What a wonderful, what, how much of money was spent? And you put him off the sky. And that money is thrown away. But take that money and give to people who Allah will help you. That's why they say, halal rozi. My dear friend, halal rozi would be spent in the correct way. If a person with halal rozi, Allah will use that money the correct way, never the incorrect way. But sometimes you begin to think that why is it that our expenses are more than our earnings? It's because we are greater than them. So let us become now this, that look at people lower than us. Because lower than us, inshallah, then see there's a barakat in your life. Don't look at people higher than you. If he's got a Lamborghini, don't go for a helicopter. But look for something with lower than you. Lower than you in every way, then Allah says, barakat is that. There's no barakat in your life, my dear. Sorry to say that. There's no barakat. Everyone, you know what is barakat? Barakat is you got so much. A person has something 100 rand a month, but in the day you got something kept away to kept it. Another person 1 million rand a month, but you earn another 10 million. Who is better by it? The person passes away, that person with 100 rand, 10 rand is mostly for better than the person who owns 10 million rand. You will let his family with a big burden to make dua to Allah Ta'ala. That my purpose to say this, let me know simplicity. Think of simple. I hope as you listen to what I'm saying. You're saying in case now, if you want to come to your house now, and wife got that food, you are going to sit with them and eat. So eat with them the same food. Don't go and tell them, take out the wife. Now take out this bhajia, take out this samosa. Start doing this, do that. Why? That's not Islam. Islam says, Nabi comes in, become very simple. Simplicity is the key to everything. To make dua to Allah Ta'ala. That I hope something went in our brains, that we have to become more, our expenses will become very low. Don't say that for went to this for this for this. And we got a very bad habit, you know. We ate food at home, now you go to the family. When you go to the family, we had a fat meal you had. Very nice meal. Now walking, you were driving a car, you saw something. Your eyes saw the thing, but your stomach don't want it. But because your eyes are you want to buy it. Now what is called for or not? Think before you do anything. Anything, think before you. When you buy a house too, think before you go. I'm buying this house, can I afford it or not? I cannot afford it, I'm not supposed to buy it. You buy a car too, I want to change the car. One person came to me and changed the car. I said, what a beautiful car, what are you changing for? He looked at me, I said, got a lot of money, give me the money. Like one fellow, I'm never forgetting, I've worked all my life. One fellow came to me and said, Mala, I'm very, very busy. I said, how much money are you making? He said, I make 1 million rand a month. I said, give me 1 million. I think 5 years ago, give me 1 million. So making million does not make you a millionaire. Barakat is important. Money is something that barakat is important. So become more simple. The simplicity, Islam teaches simple. Nabi Karim says so simple, simple. If you can have one meal, if you have two things in the house, you know, to eat, why the third thing must come? Why the fourth thing must come? In a wedding before, it was so simple, only two things came. Now the 10 things coming. 10 things are coming. That people like look at the menu and wait. Namaz become qaza. Allah Ta'ala, you father, Prophet, Alhamdulillah.